Hello, darlings. It's been a bit, hasn't it? I usually tend to do these on Tuesdays. I really don't know why, but this week I've been rather busy. So that has not happened. And honestly, I'm coming to you a little bit tired today. I have already created a bunch of content for you guys today, and I'm waiting for the pinto beans that I'm cooking to finish up in the Instant Pot. They have another, I don't know, hour and a half or so maybe to go. I need to make some cornbread to go with that. It's a comfort meal that we had a lot growing up. My mama was from Texas, and we didn't really have a lot of money growing up, so we ate a lot of pinto beans and cornbread. So I was feeling the need for a little bit of warmth from my bones and some soul comfort, I guess. Anyway, life is still quite busy for me in my personal life. Lots of beginning of the year files and paperwork and all that good stuff. On top of dealing with managing the estate of a loved one who passed last year. So, So with that and the anniversary of my mother's death coming up, honestly, I'm starting to feel a little bit of sadness and some moodiness. My energy has kind of been waning a bit. So I've been balancing doing work and domestic stuff and making sure that I get the self-care that I need. You all know that sleep can be quite fleeting for me. But I have been sleeping a lot more than I used to. Sometimes a little bit too much, maybe. But I'm just kind of trying to follow what my body is asking for. And just trying to give myself as much support as I can. I am drinking tons of water, as you should be as well. I'm eating well. And while it takes me longer to fall asleep than I'd like, I'm actually sleeping quite a bit as well. No more 4-hour nights like there used to be. Anyway, so with feeling some sadness and some lack of energy approaching and knowing that that's probably going to intensify as I get closer to that anniversary date on the 21st, this is what's going to happen going forward. I want to and need to take care of myself, as you guys are always telling me, and you guys are so incredibly supportive of that. But by the same token, I don't want to alienate you guys, my loving listeners. And I want to make sure that I keep getting some good content out for you guys. So today I recorded 5 files for you guys. I intend to release files once a week. There's currently a poll in my group asking you guys when you tend to listen to the audios. I'm gonna guess the answer is probably going to be like Friday for most of you, or maybe even Saturday. As we tend to, most of us anyway, that have a Monday through Friday type job, you know, we tend to get to do fun stuff, especially, you know, 30 minute or so audios on the weekend. So that's kind of what I'm anticipating you guys are going to want, but I guess we'll see. Anyway, whatever day it is that you guys decide via that poll is the day that I will release my new content. My goal is to create one post per week for you guys to have up and ready to launch from now until like the middle of March to give me a little bit of time, so I can take February largely off if I need to, aside from interacting with you guys and, you know, just kind of taking it easy. So today, like I said, I created 5 files for you guys tonight. So save for adding sound effects, if I choose to do so, honestly, I may not. Aside from doing that, they are ready to go, as I edited as I was creating them, so no editing was needed. Shout out to Priest of Aphrodite for that lovely little bit of guidance. I found it extremely helpful. Anyway, so next week you will be receiving the sequel to our spoiled Sadistic Princess. I believe the week after that, I'm going to do a Mommy Dom milking type audio. The week after that, I think I may do some, maybe the JOI, file that I did. The week after that, I think I will do the, foot job file audio that I just recorded. And then I think the week after that, I will do, an F sub cheerleader file who, gets punished for being a cock tease. I'm not like that at all, so, you know, that file, I'm sure it's terrible. Anyway, so, those are some of the files that you have coming up. I'm sorry it's taken me so long to get to our little princess, but you know how it is. Besides, I'm just training you guys to be patient, right? Anyway, so yeah, so we've got some really diverse content coming, and hopefully you will be coming as well. At least those of you who, haven't been playing with Cal's Curse, huh? Anyway, yeah, so my intent is to be doing 1 file per week until I get the 7 files that I need to get us from the end of this month, January, through the middle of March. And then after that, if I have the time and the energy to create more content, then I'll go to what my ideal is, which is to give you 2 files a week. So, I'm starting to be more schedule-minded and trying to train myself in how to provide that consistency, that stability for you guys as listeners, so that you know that every, you know, Friday or whatever it is at such and such time, you know that there will be new content, so you can be excited about it and see what's coming. I'm also starting to move forward with the idea of someday creating a Patreon for some exclusive content. Also, I am in talks with someone to do an erotic short story audiobook for you guys, with the theme of teasing and orgasm denial. I'm sure that's not anything that you guys would be interested in, right? None of you? So that's a little sneak peek preview of something I'm excited to explore. So I will be telling you more about that as we move forward. But anyway, so that is a little bit about what's going on with me, a little bit of what you can expect for the future. Please do answer that poll to give me some feedback, because you know how much I value your guys' opinions. Thank you so much to the folks that have given me scripts lately. Some of them have absolutely been featured in the files that I just mentioned that I recorded. I've also really been trying to give you guys some diversity and make sure that I stay true to the content that a lot of you OG followers came to really enjoy, which is edging and denial and JOI type stuff. So I want to make sure that I keep creating that content for you. So there will definitely be more of that to come. Let's see. Did I have anything else to share with you? I don't think so. I think that was mainly it. I just wanted to touch base and let you guys know that I'm thinking about you. I miss you. I'm sorry that I'm not able to chat with more of you like I did in the beginning. There's just not enough of me. Not enough of my energy to go around right now for that. Which is sad. You know how much I love connecting with you guys. But there are 500 plus of you, and there's only one of me. So it is what it is. And honestly, that's one reason that I'm wanting to create a Patreon. Because I do really want to keep those intimate connections with you guys. I would like to do maybe a Discord to expand our community, to give us the ability to interact a little bit more, get to know each other more, for you guys to get to know each other more. And I would like to do some kind of interactive audio chat type thing, where maybe you guys are writing your questions or comments and I am responding to you in live audio. I would just like to be a lot more interactive and find other ways to be close to you guys without exhausting myself, because, you know, I don't want to burn out and you don't want me to burn out either, as you're always telling me. So those are some thoughts going forward, things that I would like. I have a big plan of where I would like to take all of this. So I am slowly executing little baby steps to build to get us there. I still want to be the Oprah of audio smut porn. The Oprah of orgasms, as I have deemed myself. But anyway, which is ironic since so many of you are denial sluts. But anyway, I really hope that you guys are doing well. I hope you're enjoying the content that I'm putting out. It's a little hard for me to know sometimes because you guys tend to listen, but you don't necessarily upvote or leave comments. So, as a reminder, those are so deeply valuable for us as creators. It gives us feedback on what you like, what you want, and it also helps us show up in people's homepages, which gets us seen more, and that's really valuable for any kind of content creator. So if you guys could support me in that way, I would really, really appreciate it. And also, comments are another way that I get to connect with you, and you know how much that makes my little heart happy. So if we could do that, that would be awesome. But please take care of yourselves. Make sure you're drinking water, right? My leaky little fountains. Make sure you're eating as best as you can. I know some of us, well, not me, I suppose, but some of you have some intense industries that are really still struggling with irritated people and supply chain breakdowns, and I know it's tough out there. And I know that a lot of us are experiencing the cold of the winter months, and we're just over the whole COVID thing, and there's just so many things challenging our hearts and our bodies right now. So please take care of yourselves. Do your best. Be good. And know that I adore you. I see you. I feel you. I appreciate you. And I'm still really, really in love with creating content for you. And it makes me so excited to come across a script that I see, just knowing that it'll be perfect for one or more of you guys. So I really am enjoying this journey that we're on together. So anyway, I love you guys. Take care. And I will connect with you again soon. Bye, babies.